Sometimes it's difficult to restrain the host of this program from showing off.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel, said, "This hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer will be the death of me."
That was me playing the old folk song John Henry on the mandolin and croaking out the lyric and making the argument perhaps that the mandolin should stay in the case most of the time. But hey, check this out. Now this is showing off, and it's for a good reason. It's completely awesome.
Oh, Lord, see it's on air. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up
musician and composer Jacob Collier took my riff and turned it into an instrument in his band, a band that could include anyone. Collier's instrument is his voice, but he also plays keyboards and has worked for years to create new ways for people to play music and to be in an ensemble. From his room full of instruments, he takes short video clips from fans and turns them into electro-synthesizer choir pieces using software developed when he was at the MIT Media Lab. Collier's first album is a celebration of all this, and it's called, appropriately enough, In My Room, a room in London which has become a recognizable music venue, the extreme geek version, you might say, of the Royal Albert Hall.
It's funny, I didn't really set out to build this sort of empire out of this one room. It's a sort of paradise for me. It's a place which seems to have reached lots of people in many different ways. I think that the idea of having one's own space where one can create is a very exciting proposition.
And people send little musical notes to you, and I mean like post-it notes.
Well, I woke up feeling good. I woke up feeling good. Feeling good.
And then you send back your response to them, and then they fully
harmonized.
Fully harmonized. Right. Now.
Well, I woke up feeling good. I woke up feeling good. I woke up.
When I'm in that room in the studio at home, I record every single voice. And that can be many different voices singing one note. So it might be a harmony of six different notes, but then each of those voices is sung by two or three different notes. So, you know, 20, 30, 40 voices.
There's just something about those complex harmonies, because there's something about a person singing a cappella that can feel a little lonely. Yeah. Boy, that goes away.
Well, that's fantastic that you say that. I think that, I mean, the voice is one of the hugest instruments on the planet, and you can do so many things with it. And I'm such a huge harmony fan. I'm a harmony freak. And it's one of these things that if you kind of understand how much potential it has to, in some ways, just kind of affirm something. You know, it's like putting something in a kind and exciting and forgiving context. Then that is something that's quite nice to do for oneself and also for other people.
Lots of musicians have described, you know, tracks that they will, you know, send back and forth, albums that get constructed in various places all over the world. But here, it's both the tangibility of a band and the global reach of the internet.
I have been blown away by just the sheer number of locations from which I've been able to source these melodies. I mean, people have sent them from all over the place, and everyone ends up in that room, which is my sort of place of work. And it's a treat to just see the internet doing what it does best, which is essentially just bringing people together.
Did you ever sing in a choir?
I did some singing in choirs when I was a boy, and It was funny because I began as the highest voice in the choir and obviously ended as the lowest voice in the choir. And so I understood how it felt to sing in each of those positions. Mm. I think now it's the joy of, you know, I know how the alto feels when it's leaning on that suspension, or I know how the bass feels when it's supporting, or how it feels to sing the melody. And each of those positions is something that I can now explore on my own and, you know, take that love of being that part in the harmony, you know, forward. It's really awesome.
Well, What's the list of everything you could possibly do if it was Collier all out?
That's quite hard to quantify. Yeah. I mean, in some ways, my main instrument is just that room. It's existing in the room. I mean, that's kind of what the album is all about. It's a room full of so many small, tiny, intricate little instruments, including many normal instruments like the double bass or the piano or the drums. But, you know, I'm a bit of a stickler for sound, and I'll go into the kitchen and find, you know, the right-sized saucepan and give it a knock, and it'll go, cool, you know, and that's a sound that I'd use, or just tearing the house to pieces.
Your parents are just fine with all this.
Yeah, no, I mean, they are unbelievably forgiving. But it's a world where sound is more important than instruments for me.
Do you know the work of Bobby McFerrin?
Oh, I absolutely do. His kind of vocal acrobatics are unlike anybody I've ever heard. You know, the nice thing about Bobby is that he doesn't sing with all of this range just for the sake of singing with all of this range. He sings it as a true musician, and that's what comes first. Mm-hmm. That's really refreshing. I think it's very important.
Yeah, and that's exactly the way you are. You choose your accompaniment based on the sort of inner spirit of the original text or the
original
vocal.
I tried to do that, yeah.
These videos come across as performances, even though they're not.
Mm.
They're all about the solitary room, but they feel like a stage, not a room.
Mm.
How's that going to complicate your live performance if you're going to go that direction?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I had to essentially find a way to take that room on tour, it being my main instrument. A friend of mine, Ben Bloomberg, who is a grad student at MIT, he reached out to me about building some equipment where some instruments have been built from scratch to enable me to run around and do different things. But then there are ways of looping things. There are ways of visualizing everything on a screen. So what it is essentially is a kind of multimedia experience, which is what I've been investing in at home. But it's a whole different world when you put that world in front of a whole bunch of other people and share it without needing to necessarily go to all these places and be with all these people.
With everything you've done, and with the various ways you've been able to explore music and forming a band online and creating songs and composing in all sorts of different ways, what's releasing an album even mean?
In some ways, it's the most special thing that I've ever done. They are amongst the first songs that I've ever written, but they are informed by this kind of universe that I've crafted of working in this room in my family home. I'm using all of the different instruments in that room, all of the knowledge that I've acquired from exploring in that room for all of my 21 years, and I've sort of crystallized that world of living there and experiencing music there.
Jacob Collier, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
It's been great.
Cheers.
Jacob Collier is a singer, arranger, composer, and multi-instrumentalist. His album In My Room is out now. To check out the video Jacob made harmonizing to my tune, visit thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.